Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I walk into the meeting today, our pre-show meeting, and Rob Parker's sitting there with his legs crossed.
Rob Parker.
Like he's the man, big smile on his face, cheese-eating grin on his face, and he says, "It was a bad weekend for you, huh?" I said, "What do you mean? I was 3-1. What are you talking about?"
He wanted the Patriots
to
win.
He's like, "You picked the Patriots." I'm like, "No, I didn't.
Chris wanted the Patriots to win."
It doesn't matter who
it's
you wanted to win.
Who wants to
it's
take a guy who flip-flops?
Who'd I pick?
He says,
it's
while
not about want.
While he's picking the Titans, he's going, "But I really want the Patriots to win. It's more fun when the Patriots are involved and they're still relevant."
That's
what he said.
Listen,
and now
guys,
he's going to stick his chest out on when they got housed.
Who did I pick, Rob?
You picked them with the points.
No, I did not. I picked Tennessee to win.
Listen to the tape.
For all you kids out there that want to get into this business, I'm going to give you some advice. This is the sign of a true predictor, a true guy that knows how to
you,
pick games.
You were
games.
Terrible all year.
You don't go with your heart. You go with your head. My heart was with the Patriots. My head was with the Titans, and I went with the Titans. Play it, Rob G.
Time to reheat an old hot take.
I can't believe
cold.
We're doing this. He's going to steal my day.
It's I'll Microwave Take with the Odd Couple.
I want the Patriots to win. Because it is. I don't think they can beat Kansas City.
You must stick your chest out.
When you listen, fun. It's like when the Yankees are alive.
No, I got it right.
It's more fun when the Patriots are alive. So I hope I'm wrong. But, man, the Patriots have not shown me anything this year. Against good teams. So I might be crazy, but I'm going with the Titans. There it is! I'm going with the Titans. I said nothing about points. I don't care if I was wrong on the points. I wanted the Patriots,
Chris,
but like a true predictor,
what point are you
I
making?
Went with my head, it is not my heart.
It's the worst prediction ever. He's like, the whole way through, I want the Patriots to win. I'm pulling for the Patriots, blah, 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 blah. And then you're at the last second, you go. So this way, you know what it would have been? Had the Patriots won, he would have said, "See, I was pulling for him. I wanted him." So
no,
he kind of took both
wrong.
Sides.
My record would have been 2-2.
I told you before the season even started they wouldn't make it to the AFC
Whoopie,
Championship game.
Give they me the wowsy, wowsy, wowsy woo woo. What?
Wowsy,
who can you think that's something special?
Yes, that is. They
Tell
were
me
8-0.
They not making the playoffs.
They were 8-0 this
then
year.
Then I give you some props.
They were 8-0. I told you that the Browns weren't
Tell
making the playoffs.
Tell me they're going out in the first
I told
round.
You picked
Maybe
the Browns.
Maybe you get some props.
Did you pick the Browns?
You're not getting props for
Did you
week.
Pick the Browns? Did you pick the Browns?
How many years you been saying they're not getting
Did you
the
pick Pittsburgh?
Title.
He picked all these teams. He was wrong. This was my year.
Who was your super?
This was
okay.
my quiz.
Who'd you pick to beat
This
them?
Was my year.
He picked the Chargers.
I told you about the Patriots.
Chargers.
I told you about the Patriots. Don't come in here with that.
Rob
Even
Parker.
Anthony Lynn didn't pick the Chargers to get to the Super Bowl.
Chris had the
so
most
stop it.
Lame pick. I went to Patriots to win. I would be ready if the Patriots win, but I'm going to take the Titans. What he didn't say is, I want to take the Titans and the 5.5
no,
points.
No, because I
that
didn't want
That didn't
the
come
points.
Out of his mouth. Mouth.
I didn't
know that didn't come out of his
it,
mouth
stop, because it wasn't what I was feeling.
I didn't tell you that. I told you that the Patriots
youngins take note.
I told you the Patriots
River,
weren't good
River,
enough.
River, listen,
River.
That's how
Why
you
are you
pick.
Talking to River in Kentucky.
That's
leave
how
him
you
alone.
Pick River in Kentucky. Now go ahead.
Would be great to pick the song.
I'm
that's
gonna
right.
leave you. You got a few minutes to shine. Go ahead. I just had to set the. I wasn't even thinking about going there until you tried to take away my pick.
Alex,
you tried
you,
to
you
take
what
away
just
my
happened.
Pick, and I've lost
I
Alex.
I can't believe it, Rob.
I've lost Alex. Alex was my man. Alex, me and Alex had the vegan connection, all that. He sold me out for some leather sneakers. You're supposed to be vegan and all that. Where'd they get the leather from?
Oh, wow.
Where'd they get the leather from?
Is he eating the sneakers?
Is the leather plant-based? Are they making plant-based Jordans nowadays? Come on, man.
I try.
Alex used to be my man.
That hurts, Chris.
Can I talk?
Go ahead. You got the next 5 minutes.
All I'm telling you is I've been telling you about Tom Brady and the Patriots over and over and over. If you went on Twitter and you went on Instagram, everybody know, go look. Rob called this. I knew this was a fraudulent team. Tom Brady's fraudulent. I'm telling you, I've been trying to tell you this was coming.
For 10 years.
You remember the video of Tom Brady and his daughter going off the cliff? I knew it. I knew they couldn't win. When they lost to the Dolphins, everybody like, well, there's no way that they're going to go out like that and lose to the Titans at home. No way that's happening. I never wavered on that. I knew they would lose. And the other thing is, I changed my mind about Brady. You know, Brady might want to continue to play, but after watching him and the last two playoffs, I'm talking about his last two playoffs game, that terrible Super Bowl game that they won, and Saturday, Tom Brady needs to retire. Tom Brady is done, is finished. Tom Brady reminded me of Willie Mays in 1973.
Stop it.
Stumbling around left field, missing balls. Willie Mays was one of the greatest center fielders in the history of baseball. And he stuck around too long. And he was terrible at the end, missing fly balls. Tom Brady, it was only fitting that Tom Brady threw a pick six to end his career with the Patriots. It was fitting because he's trying to stick around too long. Get out of the game, Tom Brady. Let somebody young and healthy and with an upside, let them play. Strip that uniform off and go home to your wife and kids. You don't belong in the NFL anymore. I don't care what they tell you. He's going to be 43 next season. Stop it, Tom Brady. We need you to get out of the NFL. Enough. Everybody keeps trying to make excuses for you. Oh, Tom Brady, the narrative was always he did more with less.
Was it not true?
No, he did more with less.
Was it not true?
And now everything is he don't have anything.
Does he?
He does.
Who?
Tom Brady was awful.
Name a receiver
other
than Julian Edelman.
Julian Edelman was supposed to be a Hall of Famer early this season. When they were 8-0, people were talking about they're going to go undefeated. Yes, when they were 8-0.
You know, we've talked about that. Those people were crazy.
And I'm telling you right now, enough with Tom Brady. If the Patriots were right,
Rob?
I wouldn't do it.
Because
Teddy Bridgewater's plan B.
You love to bring up Teddy Bridgewater will be in New Orleans.
He's a free agent.
He
Why not?
Will be in New Orleans.
I'd make New
They'll
England more attractive.
Let Drew Brees walk. Teddy Bridgewater be in
you
New Orleans.
You said, what's my plan B? I just gave it to you.
You love to talk about Joe Montana finished his career elsewhere. Peyton Manning, Johnny Unitas, they all finished their careers elsewhere. They had plan Bs.
No, but there were
They had Andrew Luck in Indianapolis. They had Steve Young in San Francisco.
What I'm telling you,
Chris.
Do
you like Jared Stidham that much?
I'm just telling you, at 42, soon to be 43, Tom Brady is washed. He's washed. You could keep kidding yourself and making all the excuses. Do not do it.
He is
Tom
not.
Brady is
he Peyton
is
Manning
finished.
In his last year? He's not. And he's not close to Peyton Manning
I'm telling
in
you,
his last year.
Let me tell you, Tom Brady, if you're smart,
give him some
you don't
receivers.
Want to be that. You don't want to have people watch you like they did Peyton Manning. And when he threw for 90 yards in the Super Bowl and he looked like the Tin Man, he didn't win no Super Bowl. The defense won the Super
Rob,
Bowl.
Stop
he
it.
Was there for the ride.
He won the Super Bowl.
Tom Brady
Whatever
is awful.
The case,
you smell
he was
that?
The starting quarterback
That's Tom
on the
Brady.
Super Bowl champion.
They stink.
Period.
Tom Brady, forget it. Quit.
I will give
Quit.
You this.
Retire. Have some dignity about yourself. Do not do this to yourself.
So Michael Jordan didn't have dignity when he played in Washington?
You know when he went to Washington. That was a mistake. It
really?
Turned out to be a mistake.
Did it hurt his legacy at all?
No, I'm not talking about
he
it was a mistake.
He did what he wanted to do.
Michael Jordan couldn't even make the playoffs with the Wizards and more than half the league made it.
He was a legitimate all-star
all right?
at 40 years old.
I'm telling you it was a mistake.
He
if he could do it all over again,
at 40.
He wouldn't do it. Don't do it, Tom Brady. Go home. Retire to California. Let your wife make all the money as a model. Get out of football.
What I will give you this, Rob, that's not a bad take. You went overboard as usual. He's washed. He can't do this. He can't do No, that's overboard. Give him some receivers. I think N'Keal Harry will improve. Edelman is fine as in the slot. But you got to get him some legitimate receivers outside. Get him some help. And if you get him some help, The offensive line is young. It's going to be better next year. He can still be a contender. Now, he probably won't win another Super Bowl, but he can still – they won 12 games.
It doesn't matter. They didn't beat anybody.
They went 12-4.
I'm telling you, hello, Tom Brady.
They beat 12 NFL teams.
Tom Brady.
They won 12 weeks. Now, here's the thing. If he did retire, I mean, he's not going to get better. He is on the downside. He is about to be 43. So that's not a bad take. Just retire. Let us remember you just one season removed from a Super Bowl. That's not bad. You just went too far with it that he's terrible. He doesn't belong in the NFL. He's still better than a lot of starting quarterbacks out there. And if you get him some weapons, he can still do damage.
The phone,
they still won 12 games.
The phone will be ringing at Tom Brady's house, but it'll be Tide detergent. He's washed. They'll use him as a spokesman for
you better. I was going to say, only Craig Melvin going to laugh at
yes.
that.
Yes. I'm telling you.
How long did you stay up last night thinking of that one?
I've been in the parking lot since Saturday.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm glad you brought up Tom Brady again.
What?
Because you are up here on your soapbox. I told you, Rob, and I was going to leave it at that. I was going to leave it at, look, it wasn't all that as far as predictions go. Tell me they're not making the playoffs. Tell me they're getting beat in the first round. Then I'll give you something in the wild card game.
But
by a wild card team. Tell me that.
Well, wait a minute.
And then I'll give you – hold on, no. I gave you 5 minutes last hour straight. I was going to let sleeping dogs lie, Rob, because you my boy.
Oh, now
I got
now
love
playing
for you.
I'm your
I
boy, guy.
Let this
that
be
means
your day.
He's going to do something.
I was going to let this be your day and let you soak up all the praise, and I predicted, but you went too far. And Gary called you out, and that was great. From 2014, you're talking about they're never going to make the Super Bowl again. But it's even worse than that, Gary. You didn't go far enough. Here it is, the iCouple crew. Rob G found this on YouTube.
Time to reheat an old hot take that's gone cold.
Hot on the outside, icicle in the middle.
It's Microwave Take with the Odd Couple.
Quoting you here, he's on the downside of his career. I want you to say that.
As he turns 35, Tom Brady's on the downside of his career. And if you ask me if he'll ever get to another Super Bowl, I have one answer. No way, no how.
That's August 7th, 2012, on First Take on ESPN, Rob Parker.
Did I work over there? I
That's
don't remember that.
8 years ago, 7.5 years ago. And for the record, you said he would never reach another Super Bowl. He reached 4 Super Bowls and won 3 of them.
Yeah, but I didn't realize.
So stop it.
Tom Brady could do
give,
that.
Tom Brady
could
do that. Back.
No, Tom can.
All you guys,
I'm
Marty.
Not, no, they don't
Marty,
get their wings back.
Michael Holly.
No. Nope.
No wings. You have gone beyond the spirit of betting.
No, it ain't. I
you
bet
are beyond,
them.
No, you don't do it in good faith.
I bet them
you
that they.
You can't make the same prediction year after 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 year. I think that's 9.
Was that 9? That was too many.
You can't do it.
My
That's
bet,
what you do.
My bet this year was that they wouldn't make the AFC Championship game that before the season, not when they were 8-0, before the season, because I knew where Tom Brady was headed, off the cliff. You got to give me credit for
you
that, Chris.
You knew that in 2012, too, right?
You know what?
How'd that work out for you?
I didn't know they were going to be lucky and a couple things worked
Stop
in their
it.
Favor. They got lucky and won more
Stop
Super Bowls.
It.
Before that, they had never won. They had been gone 10 years without winning. There was no way you could believe that they were going to win after that. I'm serious. Remember that. They had gone 10 years without a Super Bowl, and all of a sudden, they lucked into 3 more.
Lucked in? You don't luck into 4 Super Bowl appearances, 3 of them victories. All right. I just had to get that off my chest. Now, will you stop the bragging? Because you can't brag. You got nothing to brag about. I'm sorry. I know you came in. This was your day.
I
you
feel
wore
good.
Your James Harden. Is that what those are? You
my
wore
Harden.
Your special Harden sneakers. And
I'm feeling great.
And all that. All right. Well, how you feeling about the Cowboys and their new coach? They and we talked about this, Rob, on Friday. they went beyond so-called respect for Jason Garrett. It was supposed to be how much you love him. But you're interviewing other candidates before you officially?
Secretly, right behind.
Wrong.
I agree.
Wrong.
I don't understand. Let the guy be released, and then you go out and do a search. Some people, you know that? Like, I'm surprised that Mike McCarthy or coaches even went for that. Because normally there's like a,
right.
you know what
there's
I mean?
A
like
fraternity.
A fraternity.
Right.
And don't
point.
Do that,
You're
man.
Right. That's
you know
point.
What I'm saying? Like has he been released? You know, or whatever, and most people don't want to go in. That's bad luck when you do that.
You
Somebody's still under contract or hasn't been relieved of their duties.
That's a great point, Rob. And in fact, had Mike McCarthy said, you know what, Jerry, look, I'm interested in the job, but until you get rid of Jason,
I can't do it.
That would have set a nice tone.
Am I right? Yeah.
Right? That would have set a nice tone that, look, I'm not just going to be your errand boy.
I'm right.
I'm going to coach the team.
Do it
if
right.
you bring me in, I'm
right.
my own man. Now, all that said, I like the hire.
No, I don't have a problem with it. I really don't. The only problem I have is with Jerry, Chris. He went out and got a veteran coach who's won a Super Bowl. I like that. A grown
right.
man in the
I
room,
agree.
Okay?
I agree. Right.
But the only and you can say whatever you want about Mike McCarthy. He comes in with the hardware.
Yes.
So all
and
those
he's
Cowboys.
He's not a punk.
He ain't right.
We'll see how he deals with Jerry, but he's not soft. He's
and,
not.
And
just
this is the only the only issue is, will Jerry finally step back? I know he's not going to totally turn over the keys to the Ferrari, Chris. That's not what he's going to do. But can he step back enough to allow Mike McCarthy to coach and put this together? That's the issue.
That's the question. Well, look, if you believe Peter King, and he's obviously a great reporter covering the NFL.
But you did hear Michael Holly when he talked about how he got a little revisionist history.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's the Robert Kraft story. But I'm talking about Peter King has said, I've heard him several times on the Herd with Colin Cowherd say that Jerry Jones, I've been there. This is Peter King talking. I've been in the war room with him. I've been there on draft night. He's not the dictator that everybody thinks he is. We'll see. He's an egomaniac. He wants the spotlight. He wants his own radio segment. He wants to talk after, hold a press conference after every game.
Before the coach.
Right. So, but football-wise, according to Peter King, he lets them, you know, lets the guys do their job. So I think it's a good hire. I know you got people out there poo-pooing it. Look. Mike McCarthy has not had, I know, you know, his record was great in Green Bay. I know he only won one Super Bowl, but heck. Everybody's
they won
like,
six or seven division titles,
right.
too.
And they're saying he only won one Super Bowl with
only one.
Aaron Rodgers. Peyton Manning didn't win another Super Bowl till the end of his career.
He didn't even win that one.
Career.
I mean,
right.
the defense won it. He gets credit, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
And he was on all those good teams in Indianapolis.
Can
remember
Sean
that?
Peyton coach? Because he's only won one Super Bowl.
And they
with
say
Drew
he's
Brees.
The greatest coach ever.
Right.
One of the greatest coaches.
So let's stop killing him. He's a good coach. And Rob, I think he's got a lot of talent to work with. And I think even though you're not high
I'm
on
not,
the Cowboys,
I'm not,
I think you think they got some talent.
They got talent. I'm just not high on Dak. You know what I mean? I just don't really believe he can win those games. That's my issue. Now, could he get the best out of Dak? Could he help Dak? Maybe he can. You know what I mean?
Well,
and maybe he can do something that they haven't been able to do with him. But I'm just saying, Chris, I don't have an issue with the hire. He's a veteran guy. He's won a championship. This ain't a lackey hire.
Right? I agree. Now,
some unproven college coach that Jerry
right,
can control.
That has to earn their respect.
Right.
He has to show you in the first week or so that he knows what he's doing to get your respect. Mike McCarthy walks in with the respect of the players. Now, I'm glad you brought up Dak because I told you. See, I'm not the type to just – you know, want a whole show to be about me bragging.
It is about you. Here we go.
Stuff. I haven't even gone there, but I'm just going to put you in your place a little bit. I told you, if I could have Carson Wentz or Dak Prescott, I'm with Dak.
Chris,
and
you sound crazy.
And we saw it again this weekend.
You sound crazy.
Why? And I like Carson Wentz. He has played great over the last month. I give him his props. But unfortunately, Rob, he's injury prone. And I know anybody can suffer a concussion.
That's not his fault. He stayed healthy all year. He won the last four games.
He didn't stay healthy all year.
With a depleted team.
Included Sunday. That was included in the
You're going to blame that because a guy hit him helmet to helmet?
He's injury prone, unfortunately. He's go back to his freshman year in college. He's gotten injured most years.
But, Chris,
that's all I'm saying. He's great.
Here's where your argument doesn't hold up.
I need you on the field, Carson.
Here's where your argument doesn't hold up about Dak. Did they not have a full team with no injuries? They were loaded, the Cowboys. You just talked about what a good roster they have.
Didn't they lead the league, Rob G? Who led the league in drop passes this year?
Stop. That ain't the reason they lost.
I believe it was the Cowboys. That ain't the reason they lost.
You need to stop.
He still threw for almost 5,000 yards. He still threw for what?
Chris.
How many touchdowns? 30?
Fourth
in the league? Fourth in QBR?
Yeah, but
and had those drops not occurred. Had half of the drops not occurred. I'm not even asking for, you know, everybody catch every ball, but half of them if they weren't dropped.
Most of his damage was against the weaker teams.
He'd have been over 5,000
yards. Or against the bad teams, and you know it, Chris.
Look, he didn't have a phenomenal year. I'll give you some of that. Because I'm objective. I'm the most objective of all time.
Is that what you are?
Yeah, you know that. That's what they call me. I'm waiting for you to buy me my hat.
No, I was going to say, where's your hat? I got a hat. You don't even have a hat.
But Dak, you're right. They didn't beat good teams this year. But Dak has proven over his first 3 years, Rob, that he can win big games. So stop it with the killing Dak. And part of the job description. This is a little words of wisdom for all you guys out there. Part of the job description as a father and as a quarterback is being there. That's part of it. Being there.
No, but also when you get there, can you play? Carson Wentz was an MVP candidate before he got hurt. He got his team to the playoffs.
Man, that was,
their team
all,
was
that
decimated.
Like 3 years ago.
Chris,
are you serious?
Dak will never be
That's
in that conversation.
Really?
He couldn't even make the Pro Bowl. Chris just told me he had all these stats. He almost had 5,000 yards. He had 30 touchdowns. He didn't even make the Pro Bowl. They were 4-1. Chris, you're talking out of both sides
four
of your
one?
Mouth.
What are you talking about?
They started 3-0 and 4-1 to start the season, and they didn't make the playoffs. How do you start 3-0 or 4-1 and not make the playoffs? Because you have a crappy quarterback named Dak Prescott who's more fraudulent than a $3 bill.
Let me ask you something. Who's made more Pro Bowls, Carson Wentz or Dak Prescott?
Carson's been hurt, so of course it's Dak.
Oh, that's my point! Thank you, Rob Parker.
No, but
you're putty in my hand.
No, my point is,
I just set you up perfectly, and you gave me the victory.
No, I didn't.
You gave me the victory. Yes, you just said it. Carson's hurt, and I like Carson. I don't dislike him. He's a man of faith. I like Carson Wentz.
They beat
you. But he's hurt too much.
Chris.
I need you to stay healthy.
Chris.
That's why I'd rather have Dak, because Dak is durable.
Here's the difference.
The D is for durable.
Chris makes no sense. Dak played against Wentz in a lifetime for the division. Dak didn't even throw a touchdown in the game with all the weapons. Chris, you make no sense. They had one against one. Do you remember that? Does that make sense?
And you talk about
no one game.
That was the biggest game.
That was the biggest
game. 4 years,
Chris. That was the biggest game of the year. Dak was a no show. They had to put out an APB for Dak Prescott. Wentz threw for over 300 yards. Wentz was lights out.
How
the
was
better
Wentz,
quarterback.
Was he lights out? He was lights out on Sunday.
You know
Sunday
what?
Too.
Come on, man. Don't laugh about a guy getting hurt.
I know, but I'm just saying. I mean, I need you to stay healthy, Carson. That's all I'm saying.
That ain't his fault, Chris.
It's never your fault when you get injured, but you got to be durable. I need different stock or something. I don't know.
All right.
If it's not the knee, it's the back. If it's not the back, it's the shoulder. If it's not the shoulder, it's the elbow. If it's not the elbow, it's a concussion. Dak is there. He's there. He's there. 877-99 on Fox. Mike, that's a mic. See, a week ago,
it ain't no mic drop. There was nothing there.
Before you bought
his
loyalty with the Jordan,
I didn't buy his loyalty.
That would have been a mic drop.
No, not at all. I did something for a friend as a Christmas present. And did I say I wanted something from you, Alex?
I'm telling you.
Nothing, Rob.
Nothing. Alex didn't even.
I'm telling you the real.
Alex, did you even know I was buying those?
I had no expectation,
Rob. None. He didn't know what was in that box.
Right,
he thought it was hard popcorn.
Then your behavior should
I thought it was a squash.
Change.
He thought it was a four squash in a box.
877-99-15.
You gave Rob G a $5 gift card to Starbucks.
First of all, I've given Rob G some sneakers.
Rob G.
So don't front like I haven't dropped some sneakers on Rob G.
Hey, Rob G.
And the guy that I gave him sneakers is still playing.
Rob G.
And lighten them up in those sneakers.
Let me see. You got a pair of sneakers from Chris and a pair of sneakers from me. Rob G got his first pair of Jordans from me. The sneakers you gave him, he gave away to somebody. Did you? Yeah.
They didn't fit, Chris. I told you that five times.
Is it my fault you wear a size 6.5?
Yes.
I mean,
you should know that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We'll talk about another 40-year-old quarterback who's also ashen washed.
Well, let me put a bow around Tom Brady. He should not retire. Now, if he wants to, fine. He's earned that right.
He should retire.
But I say the New England Patriots should bring back Tom Brady and upgrade the receiving core. Go all out to get OBJ. You bring him in there. You bring some talent in there at the receiving position, and I think you're still a contender.
Tom can't get the ball
there. After all, you won 12 games this year. Now, there is another 40-year-old legendary quarterback who struggled again.
In the playoffs, struggling.
On wild card weekend, and that is none other than Drew Brees. He had 26 for 33. So far, so good, right? You look at that like, wow.
Oh, that sounds great.
Right,
oh,
right.
Wow. Okay.
79% completion. But he only threw for 208 yards. 208 yards. One touchdown, one interception, and the fumble. And I'm not going to sit here like maybe some other people and say that Drew Brees lost the game for him.
Drew Brees lost the game for him.
What would happen. But that fumble, as they were marching to take the lead, it was devastating. So here's what I say, Rob, not because of the fumble, but just because I see the handwriting on the wall. Drew Brees does still have a little bit left. He's still
I'm not interested in Drew Brees. He might have more left than
Tom Brady. But if I'm the Saints, I would move on, and I would just – because Drew's a free agent, so you don't have to cut him, don't have to do anything embarrassing. Just let him go, let him walk away, and let Teddy Bridgewater take over. You were 5-0 with Teddy Bridgewater. Because here's the thing, Drew's not going to get better, and when he's been at his best – you won one Super Bowl, great. But you've also struggled. You've also lost the last 3 years in the playoffs with Drew, a better version of Drew than you probably get this year or next year. So that's what I say, Rob. Turn it over to Teddy Bridgewater and let Taysom Hill be the backup, you know, and come in and do his unorthodox thing that he does.
I just think the time has come. And I think if you remember, Chris, even last year with the bad call, they got the ball back.
Yes,
and Drew Brees wasn't able to do anything, and I'm just if you looked at that game, you go, well, you know, he really wasn't great in that game either. After that bad loss to Dallas last year, you remember?
Yep,
that's when everything went south.
He struggled at the end
because before season. He was going to be the MVP. You remember he played so well, and then all of a sudden it went down the crapper.
Yep,
and I'm just looking at it now, and I would move away from him as well. You got to get younger. You got to get these guys. They're trying to play into their 50 years old, 40-some-odd years old, you're asking for a lot. And the way that these players are moving around and what's happening, you're just setting yourself up to be bad or to get hurt. And you don't want to do that. He's set records. He's got a Super Bowl, Chris. What's
Hall
left?
Well,
what's
look,
left?
Now, let me ask you this. What do you think about Drew Brees? Now, he doesn't create the buzz that Tom Brady would. He won't put as many people in the stands as Tom Brady would. But what about the Chargers looking at him?
Only if they miss.
More or less,
only if they swing and miss.
Phillip Rivers
on Tom Brady.
So you would rather have Brady with the Chargers than Drew Brees
because
of the fans.
Yes, because business. Remember they're trying to sell out a new
Brady
stadium.
Would all of a sudden you'd have a ton of at least people would go to the stadium
and
the game.
Yes they would. And who would be have the, who would have the Chargers uniform would be right the jersey. Brady's Charger jersey would be Fuego. They would. I mean, I'm not sitting here telling you that Brady wouldn't move the needle there, Chris. He would.
Right.
More so than Brees. And I'm not saying that if you can't get Brady or somehow he wises up and decides that he's going to retire and do the right thing. You know, Spike Lee said it, Brady. Do the right thing. Step down. Retire. Go retire. Okay? Stop it already. We saw your act. It's a tired act. And I know people say, don't be disrespectful to Tom Brady's had a great career. So many things have gone his way. He's fortunate. Sometimes you got to know, like, you want to end on a...
Here's the problem, though. You said that 8 years ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
2012?
Chris, today is the 6th of January. That's not a whole year. So just, if you want to, say 7.
Years ago.
7 years.
7.5 years
no,
ago.
No, 6.5. You said August of 2012.
My girls were just starting high school.
Would you stop?
They're about to graduate from college now. I mean, seriously.